Not sure about you, but is this 2023? Guys, a very different preview podcast, an old school preview podcast, because we've got no guests. We've got no guests. Now, is this because we couldn't find anybody? Yeah. We're playing the Gold Coast Suns, so we had absolutely no idea where to go. We asked a few people. We tried to reach out to some creators and stuff, and no dice. Unfortunately, we're going old school preview pods, so it's going to be a very short one. But all the other favourites are still in here, guys. Live team reaction. I haven't looked at this yet, so we'll get straight into that in a second. I've had another epiphany, and I'm going to tell you some thoughts I've been talking about at the barbershop, trying to justify maybe why North are this bad. Not making excuses, but there's got to be a reason other than we're not good enough, you know what I mean? And yeah, we'll tip some games. There's really not much to talk about. So look, let's get into the team reaction. I'll get my notes up here because I'm going to tell you guys what I thought or what I think we should be doing this week with selection. So I've got three outs this week. I'm trying to be realistic with them as well. I don't want to, you know, send six blokes packing back to the twos. But Jaden Stevenson, I think, is the obvious one. Just doesn't deserve his place in the side right now. Needs to have a big bag of six, seven, whatever in the VFL. So Steve-O out for me. Liam Shields, look, I didn't mind his game. I like the toughness he brought. Me and Marnie talked about that in the main pod last weekend. But I don't know, don't also know what he adds, and I think there's another veteran who can add more. Darcy Tucker is another one that I'd probably take out. I know he's been okay. He's been fine. I would like to replace him with a player that has more upside and more potential than him. So in for Jaden Stevenson, I'm bringing in Eddie Ford. I think that's a pretty obvious one. Eddie Ford's had a great season, looks hopefully over his injury, a minor injury, and can come back in. Liam Shields out, and I'll bring Hugh Greenwood in. We've been bashing down the door with Hugh Greenwood stuff. Hugh Greenwood can bring exactly what this side is missing, which is a big body in the midfield. He's played in the ruck. He can chop him out so there's no Larky in the ruck. You know, I don't like Greenwood down forward. I've said this a bunch of times, but I can't believe he hasn't had, to my knowledge, any centre bounces, centre bouncer tendencies. So get him in there. He's the closest thing to Ben Cunnington we've got, and I'm not comparing him to Ben Cunnington before anyone overreacts. I'm just saying he's big, he's tough, he's a veteran who's played the game long enough to be able to guide some of these young guys. We'll get his head over the ball and we'll feed the ball out to these young, talented players, because that's the biggest weakness, I think, in the team. It allows the midfield of the opposition team to get it into the forward line for them so quickly. What can our defenders even really do? As many problems as we've got in the defense, that is one that I think we can try and limit a little bit with a guy like Greenwood in there. And Miller Bergman. I would like to see Bergman in for Tucker. Bergman's a better ball user. I think he could take a better mark. He's got more potential. Tucker brings a little bit of experience and he's solid enough, I guess, but it doesn't excite me too much. And I think, you know, Tucker's not a, you know, an experienced player that's going to bring much leadership or anything like that, you know what I mean? And we may as well be playing a Bergman who, you know, someone like that I think is going to be more reliable off the half back line, and that means McKercher and Sheezels, like we've said in weeks gone by, can push forward. So they're the three changes I would make. Other guys to consider we've got here, Will Phillips, I think 29 touches in the twos. Solid enough game. He always seems to play well in the twos, has three good games, comes in, gets dropped the next week. So who knows what's happening with Will Phillips. Lazaro is a potential, but maybe didn't do quite enough. You know, I would rather a Lazaro, a Phillip, or nearly all these guys to play instead of Tucker, to be fair. Even though, look, I know I'm harsh on Darcy Tucker. I just, he's solid enough, maybe not good enough kick or disposal of the ball, but just isn't going to get better. You know what I mean? And we're fielding so many young guys, so we may as well put another one in there with some potential before they go, I'm not getting any games, I may as well bail. Yeah, so Charles Lazaro, Dylan Stevens, you know, maybe once again, had an okay game in the twos but needs to prove a little bit more. I really want him in this team. I've been really disappointed with Dylan Stevens' start to the year. I claimed him as my guy and he's not off that train yet, but yeah, I am disappointed he's been dropped, and I'm sure he is too, and would be the first to admit that. Curtis Taylor has been getting the most hype, mainly from Marnie Cohen. Guys, if you've you know the famous Marnie Cohen, she says some things sometimes, like I do, and I know we had a big tiff over Aiden Call last week, and I've understood the feedback on that. But look, I think she claimed, and I quote, Curtis Taylor has superstar potential. So we should bring Curtis Taylor in. Possibly, I mean, yeah, he's played fine in the VFL, I guess. Once again, we'd probably rather give him a chance than Tucker or Shields. But, yeah, not too fussed either way. I'd rather Ford, Greenwood, Bergman in. Biggie. I liked what Biggie did. I think unfairly dropped, but hey, Toby Pink in the forward line might be a thing this week. Who knows? I hope Toby Pink's not dropped. Finbar, you know, probably too young, and Sellers is the same. I would love to see another person in this forward line. I wish we stuck with Sellers a bit more, but he really didn't even get around the ball, did he? So I guess it's fair. The only other one to talk about would be Hanson Jr. Kicked three. I think there was a couple of like goal square handballs or something that he received to kick the few goals. But hey, why not throw him in and give him a crack? I mean, will he make it? I'm not super convinced. I think maybe we would have seen him a bit more by now. But look, there's some other ones to throw out. But out Steve-O, Shields, Tucker, in Ford, Greenwood, Bergman. That's what I would do. Let's go to the changes. Okay. Oh, Hugh. That is a Hugh Greenwood's in. Marnie Cohen, I haven't talked to her yet. I said, if Hugh's in, do not tell me what is going on. Okay, Hugh Greenwood is in. Lazaro is in. Phillips is in. Simkin out. Toby Pink. God, what? We were talking about Toby Pink's going to revolutionise our, our forward line. And Zane Dersma omitted. Okay, we've got stuff to chop up here. Phillips in, I don't disagree with. Yeah, I want to see him play. I don't. Why is he dropped for a week then comes back in? It blows my mind what's going on with him. Lazaro, okay. Sort of a fringe player, as we know, can pop up for a game. Last game against the Gold Coast he played was fantastic, so who knows? Oh, my God, the Suns have so many ins. And Hugh Greenwood, yes, that's what I like to see. Hugh Greenwood, where has he been named? I know the sides don't matter. He's probably on the bench, interchange bench. Yeah, okay. Shields still in is strange, I guess, but hey, here we go. Eddie Ford not named, Pink and Dersma emergencies. Okay. Jai Simkin out injured is very, very interesting. I wonder if that is true. I've heard no word of a Jai Simkin injury. Clarkson in his press conference today was talking about Simkin and said he's fine. So that's very, very interesting. Maybe he's just having a spell and they're saying, look, we'll put you down as an injury, but he's actually been omitted for a week because of his poor form. I thought the last two games for Simkin weren't great, but were better. But hey, I'm not a four-time premiership coach. Toby Pink omitted baffles me. I mean, looking at the back line, I'm glad Jackson Archer's still in. Looking at the Suns, so really quickly, who is this guy? Bodie Uwaland? Alex Sexton, Lloyd Johnson, Alex Davis, Joel Jeffrey, Bailey Humphrey. I've heard of Bailey Humphrey and I've heard of Alex Sexton. Other than that, no clue. David Swallow is out. Ethan Reed, their ruckman, is out. Will Powell, a suspension, as we know. He's been a bad boy. Rory Atkins, don't know who that is. Braden Fiorini, don't know. And Will Graham, don't know. So, interesting. The Suns forward line with King and Jed Walter is a little bit scary. Is this the Jed Walter breakout game? What was the guy, the D's guy? Was it Newton? Someone Newton who took a hanger against us, and it's sort of like we thought this was the next guy. North love launching a guy into someone who's relevant, I guess. So look, Marnie's favourite Aiden Core and my favourite Charlie Combin will be trying to match up on Jed Walter and Ben King. I guess Aiden Core, the King stopper, will go straight to Ben King. And hopefully Charlie can match it with Jed Walter. Charlie's played more games, so who knows? Phillips can bring a bit of toughness in that midfield, I guess. I really want to see if Hugh Greenwood is going to play in the midfield because if he's just forward and ruck, there's no point having him in this team. But Yeah, it's so interesting that Hugh Greenwood's in. We called it. You guys, if you guys didn't see on the Instagram, Marnie Cohen called this, said, added Clarko and said, bring in Hugh Greenwood. And Clarkson clearly heard this. Yeah, I guess that's really all to cover. Like, hopefully Will Phillips has a good game and he can bring a little bit of that in and under toughness that he showed a little bit of last year. Lazaro, I mean, look, once again, last game was great. Against the Gold Coast and love the Grimmington. Simkin we talked about, Pink we talked about, Dersma. It doesn't surprise me. I'm assuming this is just a rest. Would love him to go into the twos for a week or two, kick a bag and then come back in and show us what he's got. A little bit concerning, I guess, like, you know, a rookie, yes and no, a rookie that's so highly taken is getting dropped when you look at other people we could have taken, I guess. But I backed Durs and he'll be back in the side very, very quickly. So about time we had some spicy ins and outs, you know what I mean? Now look, talking about Marnie Cohen, she's left us a voice message, which I haven't heard yet because I said, leave me a voice message. If Hugh Green was in or out, I don't want to know if he's in or out, but leave me a voice message depending on what happens. Don't title it anything and I'm going to play it at the end of the podcast. So I'm going to just chat about a couple of other things and then, you guys will hear the Marnie Cohen voice message and I'll react to it at the end. I'll pause this. I'll react to it at the end and then we'll finish. But, yeah, incredibly interesting ins and outs there. Hopefully you guys like it. Eddie Ford not getting a game kind of sucks. Hopefully he's back next week, but, you know, he's played really well. Toby, look, I know I'm mumbling and I'm rambling on here a little bit, but, you know, we were all talking about Toby Pink trying in the forward line for a mark. I don't know really what he did wrong last week to get dropped, but interesting. I would love Clarkson, like, to be a press conference that justifies selection and things like that. But, hey, I guess it is what it is. You know what? I'm making a decision on the fly here. I'm going to play Marnie Cohen's voice message right now and then we'll come back and talk about the rest because I don't want to make you guys wait. So, Marnie, take it away. I'm very excited to listen to this right now.
This is, without a doubt, one of the best days of the year so far. I literally screamed when I saw the inclusion of Hugh Greenwood into the side this week. If anyone needs me, I'm booking flights to Darwin.
Oh, Marnie. Marnie is going to be in Darwin. You heard it here first. Any Darwin-based listeners, get down to the game and make sure Marnie Cohen is keeping the lid on it because the lid's going to be off. The lid's going to be off because it's going to be probably bloody hot. That's another point to talk about, I guess, is the conditions as well. Interesting that Clarkson was talking about putting water on the ball at training, which is smart in case it's dewy, but it is the dry season up there, I think, so it might be fine. But interesting to see if our players will hold up in those conditions as well. Everyone's been telling me all week Gold Coast play this ground very, very well. So, look, hopefully we smash them again. We're in their heads from last year. But, I'm glad Marnie sent that through. We needed something of Marnie Cohen in this episode. Wow. Hugh Greenwood's playing. I'm so happy about that. Okay, let's get to my epiphany and we'll tip some games and then we'll go. Something I've been thinking about, and this is something that I'm sure you guys have thought about as well, but I'm just going to talk on this platform because, hey, I started the podcast and I'm here to talk. So I'm just thinking about, like, you know, I've heard people once again this week bring up the club died when Boomer and Petrie and Ferrito and obviously Dal Santos well left, which I agree with somewhat, but I think that's a bit of a cop-out excuse at this point, this far down the line. Did it maybe start the ball rolling of our club going downhill? Yes, but, you know, it's a little bit too romantic to think that just because those players went, the club is bad now. We were pretty fairly competitive the couple of years after they left. The countless drafting decisions and contract decisions and managerial decisions and back office decisions that we've made are the ones doing that. But think about what we lost from last year. You know, we've lost over 1,000 games worth of stuff. You know, Todd Goldstein, a pillar of this club, gone. You know, 300 games plus gone. And Jerry has stepped up and looked really, really good. Just to address another thing quickly, there's been speculation why Tristan Jerry isn't in the club champ more. Tristan Jerry is never, I don't think, has really been the top three on the ground too much. He's been very solid all year. The thing for me with Tristan Jerry, and I know last year I was the I hate Jerry guy, and I've given him his praise this year. He just doesn't impact the game around the ground enough for me, although he's dominating the ruck. The hitouts don't always go to our team and the clearances aren't always won. So that is my main gripe. A lot of the times he's been the fourth player for me. Look, he'll get more representation in the Sean Adler Club Champ, guys. Please understand what I'm trying to go through here. But he's been very, very good. But is he going to break open a game? If he takes two or three contested marks in a game and bails us out on the wing, then yeah, he's getting votes. Don't get me wrong. But he needs to do a little bit more around the ground to get the votes, because the Sean Adler Club Champ is the best prize in football. Anyway, losing Goldstein, losing Jack Zeeble, heart and soul of this club, a great captain for us and so much experience. Cunnington's career cut short, testicular cancer, and the fact he came back and played was a miracle, but he's gone. You know, he's only early 30s, should still be playing in this midfield with a Wardlaw, with an LDU, with a Sheasel and that sort of stuff. You know, people have different opinions on Taron Thomas, but I think 100%, like, you know, and I'm glad he's gone. I don't want a guy like that in this club. That's not what North Melbourne stands for, and I back the decision. But we did lose arguably our most talented player, just about to go into their prime. We lost him, and then probably our best defender in Ben Mackay. We lost him as well. So, you know, any team would struggle losing that much experience and that much talent. Sort of early to middle, mid-20s talent. No wonder we've dropped and we're bad. Like, it kind of makes sense to me now. And I guess my epiphany is, like, I'm thinking, why are we this bad? Like, you look at the names and they're not that bad. Who left at the end of the year and all that Boomer and Petrie stuff coming back up? I'm like, we've kind of had that again, to be honest. It's kind of Petrie, Boomer, Ferrito 2.0 in Goldie, Cunners and Zeeble, pillars of our club for a decade plus. And, you know, two very, very talented players who could be here, you know, and could have driven the club forward. And I'm not saying Taron absolutely shouldn't be on an AFL list. And that's another talking point in itself, which we won't go into here. But Ben Mackay not wanting to be here, fair enough. Go, mate. If you don't want to be here, go. But we still lost it. That's what we had on our list last year and we lost it. And it makes a lot of sense that we've had to throw – the only players we've been able to throw in their positions is young, talented players. So, look, it doesn't excuse everything. It doesn't excuse some of the decisions for the team every week. It doesn't excuse, the tactical decisions. It doesn't excuse the lack of effort or anything like that. But I can kind of understand why we didn't maybe jump up as much as I thought we would. Maybe that's a better justification. Anyway, there's my epiphany. All right, I'm going to tip the rest of the games for the round and then we are out of here. Carlton Melbourne has just started. We are 8 minutes in. Carlton 6, Melbourne 0. I'm going to back the D's in this one. The Blues could absolutely do it, but I'm going to back the D's. I reckon that was a great win against the Cats. So look, maybe they can pull it out. I'll back the D's, but the Blues could absolutely win it. Geelong will win that. No worries. Down in Geelong. Port hate the big moment, just like I called last week. Fremantle, Sydney. I'll go Sydney. Sydney deserve to be tipped in this one. They're top of the ladder right now. It's unbelievable. Hawthorn Saints. Danger game for the Saints, but I think the Saints can get it done. It wouldn't surprise me if the Hawks got up, though. It's in Tassie. But no, I can't back the Hawks. I don't like them very much, and they beat us, which made me sad. So I'll back the Saints. Essendon, GWS. GWS will keep the ball rolling there. They don't want to drop another one. Richmond Bulldogs. Oh, I'll back the Bulldogs for a comeback game, but geez, I'm not confident about it. But they got to do something. Their list is much better than Richmond's. I should tip Gold Coast North Melbourne. That's a different thing that I've got to get used to doing the preview podcast like last year. What do I think about this game? My head says the Gold Coast will win fairly comfortably. My heart says North Melbourne can do something here. I don't rate the Gold Coast super highly. They got pretty embarrassed last weekend. like we do every weekend. We played them very well last year. I know they've got a they're another year experience. They've got different players, but my heart says North by 6 points. My head says Gold Coast by 25. So they're my two tips, and if any of those come right, I'm going to claim it. But my heart says we can do it, and my heart doesn't say that often. You know what? You know, guys. Like, my heart usually says we're going to lose. Because I feel like I'm a fairly realistic person, but I'm going to tip. My heart says North by 6, my head says Gold Coast by 25. So there we go. Collingwood, West Coast. Collingwood is a marvel. Yeah, Collingwood, West Coast. That's enough of you guys winning. Adelaide, Brisbane. In Adelaide, I'm going to go Adelaide. I don't know. I just have a gut feeling. The Crows are on. Big win over their rivals. They haven't had to travel anywhere. Let's go the Crows. I guess that about does it then, guys. Remember, my tips are 100% trustworthy every single week. Other than that, I don't know. Is there much more to talk about with this Gold Coast game? I guess, look, I'm looking at their midfield with Miller and Rao, Anderson. You know, we struggle against midfields that are bad. We're meant to have a good midfield, but we don't really. We got good names and they've got good potential, but they just don't work well together. Jared Witts and Jerry will be a pretty good matchup. I don't know. I don't know an area where we can beat them. Their back line, fairly solid. Don't rate it super highly, but fairly solid. We've only really got Larky to kick to up there. You know what? I didn't even comment on. Jaden Stevenson is still in the team. Oh, my God. God, I completely skipped over that before. Yuck. Imagine giving him a game over Eddie Ford and Toby Pink and Dersma. Jeez, I really wish Clarkson had to justify some of these selections. I completely skipped over that, guys. I apologize. Yeah, look, there's not really an area where we can beat the Gold Coast on paper. I just hope that we can do something on the day and just come with the fire. We want to see the heart and the passion that we showed last week. We want to be tough in the contest. We don't want to be beaten in the contest. And we just need to be cleaner with our skills. And we can do something here. So, look, I've given you my tips. I'm not crazy confident. But, look. Yeah, there's not really much more to say about this guy. I can't believe Jane Stevenson's playing. Anyway, I guess maybe I could put my resume down there at the moment and get a game for North Melbourne. So maybe I could partner Larky up there. Did win the leading goal kicker for the league down in the NTJFA in Tasmania. So maybe that on my resume will be enough to get me on the half forward line for North Melbourne. Maybe next week, guys, I'll do it against the Bombers. That'll be nice. Okay, that is it. I'm going now. A quicker podcast. I think it was a quicker podcast today. Thank you for listening. If you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe. If you don't listen or watch on YouTube, go and subscribe anyway. It helps me out. The more we're almost getting to 1,000 subscribers on YouTube, which would be incredible. Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, it's all there. Twitter, you guys know where that's at. But if you don't, because Marnie... I got in trouble with Marnie last week for not pretending that you guys knew the handle. At Further North Pod, just everywhere, basically. You guys know where to find that. We're creeping towards 1,000 followers on Instagram. So I would love – that's my goal by the end of the year, which I'd love to get to 1,000 subscribers on YouTube and 1,000 followers on the Instagram by the end of the year. That is my goal. That is all I wish in my entire life, guys. So please, if you don't follow those, please do. Instagram, we're definitely the most active. Facebook, I try to keep up with. Marnie really runs the Twitter. She knows what she's doing. Twitter scares me. I open the app and I'm like, oh my God, what is going on? So anyway, another ramble at the end of a podcast by me, standard. See you guys next week. We'll be back here after the Suns game, after a massive win. All right, guys. Love you. Bye.